is Senator Al Simpson. U.S. Postal Service is off on a risky venture to improve its image by sponsoring the 92 Olympics. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Postal Service has been giving us all a big song and dance about profits to be had by sponsoring the Olympics. This is one tune that has changed its melody too many times for the comfort of the taxpayers. It's gone down from $300 million to now $50 million. Will the next tune be off-key too, Ted? If that's not bad enough, the Postal Service itself released a report showing $350,000 for tickets to the games and for dinner cruises. That's not really an image enhancer. That's a self-inflicted perk. Ted, why can't they just crank out a stamp to commemorate the Olympics? That's always been pretty profitable. Sure, we all support promoting the image of the Postal Service, but Olympic sponsorship is not the way. Ted, this is one idea that we should stamp return to sender.
Al, you love to bash the Postal Service, but this time you've really gone around the bend. Your hostility is all the harder to understand because the Postal Service and its local post offices are such a lifeline for Wyoming and for countless small communities in every other part of rural America. Besides, Al, you can't have it both ways. For years, you and your Republican friends have been beating up on the Postal Service and telling it to run itself like a business. And then you turn around and criticize them for acting like a business and sponsoring the Olympic Games. The Postal Service is a business, Al. In spite of all the know-nothing criticism it gets from Homer Simpsons, like yourself, its management and workers do a pretty good job, especially considering the restrictions they operate under and the intense competition they face from private delivery services. Stop complaining, Al, and enjoy the Olympic Games. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.